Welcome to the Nature Just Got Real Sensational Summer Minicast Series for Kids. Let's get started. Hello, Planeteers. Welcome to the new Summer Minicast Series, Episode 11. I'm your host, KB Carr, and if you're watching this on video, you're seeing my cartoon self. Enjoy her, because next month we are back to our regular episodes and you have to see my real face. Sorry. This episode is part of the Sensational Summer Series minicasts, and these are short shows, but they are designed to get you outside and exploring. So don't forget to download the activity that goes with this episode. This is the last minicast this year, and when we are back to our regular schedule in September, we'll go back to our regular length of show. All right, let's get right into today's minicast. This episode is all about direction, specifically compass directions. I know you know north, south, east, and west, and all the variations in between. And if you have a compass when you're out hiking and you get a little lost, you will always know what direction to head based on where you are. But what if you don't have a compass with you? Would you be able to tell what basic direction north and south are? Today we are going to talk about some ways you can tell north and south just about anywhere you are. Let's get started. A common misconception is that moss only grows on the north side of trees. This is not strictly true. Moss grows everywhere. However, moss does prefer a cooler temperature, so if you're looking at a moss-covered tree, does it have a side that has more moss on it than the other side? If so, that might be the north side. But it's best to look for more evidence. What about a rock pile? Moss also loves flattish rocks. Do you see any moss on the rocks? Is there more moss on one side than the other? If so, again, that might be the north side. On the same tree, or any others in the area, are there more branches on one side of the tree than the other? Trees like to branch out more on the south side because it's generally the warmer side. This goes for many other plants as well, so if you can remember north generally equals cooler and south generally equals warmer, you can start to observe the difference in plants. So look at the plants in the area. Are there more blooms on one side? More fruit that is riper on one side? Fruit bushes, trees, and vines that face south start to ripen earlier than the same plants that are facing the other direction. Now let's take a look at a couple of insects. Are there any ants crawling up the tree? Is there a trail of ants? Or are there any ant hills at the base of the tree? Ants prefer to colonize on the south side of trees, again because it's the warmer side, and the colony needs to survive underground in the winter. So if you're seeing ant activity on one side and not the other, chances are good that's the south side. And if you listen to the ladybug episode, you'll have learned to put your ladybug house on the southwest side of the property because ladybugs prefer the warmer side of the area. If it's nighttime, you can possibly use the stars as a directional guide. Now, using the stars to find directions can be a little tricky, but there is one star in the sky that always points north, which is why it has the nickname the North Star. Its actual name is Polaris. Now, Polaris isn't the brightest star in the sky, as is commonly believed. It's a moderately bright second magnitude star, but it's bright enough to be easily seen in a dark sky. Unlike the other stars, which either rise in the east and set in the west, or else wheel in a circle around Polaris, the North Star appears fixed in the northern sky. But how can you pick it out from all the other stars in the sky? Well, here's a trick. If you can see the Big Dipper from where you are, a well-known trick for finding Polaris is that the two outermost stars in the bowl of the Big Dipper point to it. Those are the stars furthest from the handle, and those stars are called Dubby and Mirac. They're well-known among amateur astronomers, I should say, by the nickname the Pointers. Makes sense, right? Of course, there are always going to be variations in nature, and those methods are obviously not as reliable as a compass. Moss doesn't only grow facing north. Trees have branches pointing in all directions, and plants don't die if they are facing northeast or west. But observing and checking these things out can help you notice patterns in the natural world. Although they may be imperfect methods, an imperfect method is better than no method at all if you ever find yourself in an emergency. So, this week's mission is to go outside and practice making observations. You can bring an actual compass with you to verify your observations, but try to practice first. Make sure you go out on a clear night and see if you can identify Polaris. If you practice this, you will have developed an outdoor survival skill that could come in handy if you're ever lost anywhere. And if you don't have a compass, this week's project is to make your own compass using basic things you probably have around the house. So make sure you download the project and try it out. That's it for this episode. Tune in next month when we go back to our regular schedule for September. And thank you for joining us on this summer's sensational mini-cast adventures. I hope you had fun and learned some cool stuff too. I know I did. Now go out and have a multi-directional adventure in your neighborhood. That wraps up this mini-cast for today. Thank you to our sponsor, Weird and Wacky Planet. Don't forget to download your play sheets and activities for this episode. See you next Monday for the next installment in the Sensational Summer Series mini-cast. Thank you for listening.